From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. The New York State Legislature has approved a 2020-21 state budget. The Senate debate April 2nd on the budget bill lasted 2 minutes in a nearly empty chamber. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said to only a handful of people present, and I quote, "This nearly empty chamber really is surreal. You know, actually for me, it's chilling. In many ways, it's upsetting, but it's a testament to this great institution and the work that continues here," end quote. Some of the big items in the budget, a $104 million increase in funding for school aid, but foundation aid funding was held flat. That means there will be no increases to foundation aid in the 2020-21 school year. However, the most recent federal stimulus bill is providing around $1 billion to grade schools, which will help offset some of this loss. The budget allows for funding amounts to change based on the receipt of tax revenue. Medicaid spending will increase by 3% or about $500 million. There are changes to the criminal justice reform bills, including giving judges broader authority to set bail on additional crimes, such as repeat offenders, hate crimes, sex crimes, and high-level drug offenses. The prosecutors will have more time to hand over initial discovery to defense attorneys. Other big items included the legalization of e-bikes and e-scooters, mandatory 5-7 paid sick days for all employees, the prohibition of so-called pink tax, and a ban on flavored vaping products. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson officials April 1st announced the city will appoint a climate smart task force in partnership with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Green Counties. The task force will first conduct an assessment of the city's actions concerning climate change before prioritizing its next steps at a meeting to be held later this month. Cornell Cooperative will provide technical expertise and administrative support for the task force. The city will work with Cornell to create a flood guide and road stream crossing management plan, which count as actions in the Climate Smart program. According to the statement, these actions are, and I quote, "important to sustainability planning in the city of Hudson, especially with increasingly intense weather events and rising waters of climate change," end quote. Mayor's aide Michael Chimedes will chair the task force and serve as the Climate Smart coordinator. Communities that take the Climate Smart Community Pledge commit to reducing greenhouse gas emissions while saving taxpayer dollars, increasing energy security and reliability, supporting a green innovation economy, and more. Other Columbia County communities working toward the Climate Smart certification are Ancrum, Austerlitz, Chatham, Copeg, Ghent, Hillsdale, Kinderhook, and Philmont. In Greene County, Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Hunter, and Jewett are working toward certification. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union. New York State is about to miss a payment deadline and forfeit a purchase of 1.5 million N95 respirator masks, according to the firm managing the deal. Half Moon-based craft supply retailer Darn Good Yarn has relationships with suppliers in China and have access to the masks used to help protect medical personnel and others against airborne droplets from sneezes or coughs. The specialized masks are in short supply. The Chinese supplier involved in the mask deal require upfront payment. At 3 p.m. Friday, April 3rd, the company's opportunity to buy any of the masks from the Chinese supplier for approximately $4 each will end, according to Nicole So, the founder and CEO of Darn Good Yarn. It is unclear why the state has not come up with the $6 million needed over the past week. Heather Grohl, a spokeswoman for the State Office of General Services, said, and I quote, "New York State takes its responsibility to produce personal protective gear extremely seriously, and is vetting all possible avenues to secure products that are viable, available, and cost-appropriate. Darn Good Yarn's offer is under consideration." Snow said the Cuomo administration committed to buying the mask a week ago and went so far as to work out the delivery details, but so far the state has failed to come up with the needed funds. Snow said the market for protective medical equipment is drying up and it will be difficult for the state to otherwise obtain the mask if this opportunity is lost. You can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.